Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. We are getting near the annual agri-marketing conference that takes place a couple years in Kansas City and then a year somewhere else. We're back in Kansas City in 2015, and I have on the phone with me our chair for the committee that runs the conference this year, Chris Hart-Nealon. And Chris, first of all, for people who don't know you, other than that you're the chair of this conference, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, I am working with Brayton Agency and on the account and strategy side, working with crop protection products in the ag market.
Wonderful. Well, you obviously just had some free time, thought, well, I'll just run a conference this year, you know, although I know it's a team effort. But tell us a little bit about what we can expect as we look to the conference this year. First of all, maybe the theme and what that means.
Well, the theme of this year's conference is Growing Greatness. Just as any committee does when they look at the annual agri-marketing conference, we wanted to find something that represented both the location as well as the reason that people come to the event. And the idea of being back in the heartland is certainly the idea of the breadbasket of the country. And this is where we do grow the greatness of U.S. agriculture. And we also look at the conference as an opportunity for folks to grow their own personal, professional greatness. And we felt Growing Greatness just did a great job of identifying and speaking to both of those aspects of why folks come to the annual agri-marketing conference.
Well, especially those of us who have been very involved in NAMA over the years know that one of the main values that a lot of us get out of this conference is the networking with people that sometimes we only maybe see here at this conference. Beyond that, though, we have a real well-developed, or I should say a real good professional development program through the seminars that take place. So tell us a little bit about some of the highlights, maybe some of the speakers as well as the topics that we'll be that we're going to be learning from.
Well, we have some wonderful keynote speakers at the main events. Peter Zeehan will be coming in speaking from a futurist perspective, geopolitical perspective on the U.S. economy and agriculture. It's titled Powers of Yesterday, Powers of Tomorrow. Jackie Freeberg is going to come in and talk to us about brand leadership. And Kenny Thomas, who is a with our former military, was one of the soldiers involved in the event that brought us the Black Hawk Down movie. And Kenny will be here talking to us about many aspects of our own personal brands. In addition, Hank Moore will be joining us as speaking to futurists and from a CEO perspective for the pre-conference session. Now, in our individual breakout sessions, we'll have some excellent speakers. We have a gentleman coming in from Americhip Company to talk about multisensory marketing. The folks at AAEA will be visiting with us concerning ethics in advertising and how that plays back into the editorial side of things. We have several sessions on content management and video, and a wonderful session on feeding the world that will be talking about the overall role of agriculture moving forward and this tremendous challenge we have in front of us, looking at the population that will face us in by 2050.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned content creation, which is, I think, something that nobody dreamed 10 years ago, that virtually everybody is creating content now, either on a personal basis or professional. And we at Zimcom will be covering it on agwire.com. So I think it's going to be fun to create some content from the content creation session.
I think that would be a perfect opportunity for you to come in and speak.
Well,
or come in and visit.
Yeah, actually, exactly. So let's see here. I also want to mention here the fact that besides having this group of professionals get together, we have a large contingent of the conference involving students. And can you maybe just talk to what you know in terms of the participation this year from NAMA student chapters and the competition?
Well, we'll again have the students hosted at the event for a number of leadership activities. They'll have an opportunity to have lunch with current leaders and current professionals in the ag industry to network and to learn about what their own futures might be once they graduate and are out in the job market. And then, of course, we'll continue to have the student marketing competition, which I actually participated in when I was in college. So it's a lot of fun to come back and see the students who really put together a new product launch marketing plan from nuts to bolts, beginning to end, and present that at several different levels, both back at their universities and then here at the national competition. Pretty rigorous set of competition rounds that they go through to get down to the final group, and each year it is incredibly impressive to see the thinking and the strategy that these young people come up with. And you sit back sometimes and you go, yeah, I'm going to be working for that one someday, because they are just hands down really, really impressive young people.
Yeah, I like to think of them as the best of the best that we have coming into the industry. You know, you can see there's no pressure on them. They don't get very nervous. Well, some of them do.
No pressure at all.
So I know that there are ways that people can support the efforts that NAMA has, with our youth. And one of those is the Agribusiness Educational Foundation, or we call it ABEF. There's going to be multiple opportunities there. Actually, there already are online with if you go to the NAMA.org website.
Absolutely. There's a number of opportunities if you'll just go to NAMA.org, or you can go to NAMA.org/AMC, and you'll be able to see there all the opportunities for the various drawings and things you can do to assist the students, and purchase your tickets, and we'll get as much as we can out there to support the future leaders of our industry.
Well, let's also mention something very near and dear to my heart, and that is what we call Connection Point. It's our trade show that takes place over 2 days of the conference in different sessions or periods of time. If I understand it right, we've got some new exhibitors this year that have never done it before. I'm kind of excited to see that we've got some companies that are coming into this looking at it as a good place for them to be this year.
Connection Point's a wonderful place for folks to be able to get to know the rest of the industry. If they've exhibited before, they've probably traveled with us not just to Kansas City but to other locations when we're no longer having the conference in the Midwest. The nice thing about having it in Kansas City is maybe it gives some folks that haven't exhibited before a chance to come in and see what we're all about. And it is a wonderful place to not only get to see a lot of top-notch marketers in the industry, but also to get a feel for just the overall personality and tone of the industry. So we definitely welcome those new exhibitors and encourage everyone to visit Connection Point and thank our exhibitors for participating.
Well, I have to give a plug here because not only is ZimCom going to be exhibiting, I think maybe this is our 10th or 11th year in a row, but...
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, it's... And I chaired the Connection Point committee for a couple years, so I know the challenges we've had in growing it, and I think that this is just great to see, like I said, from a personal standpoint. But I also got to mention that one of the newest exhibitors is also going to sponsor our coverage of the event this year, the conference on AgWired, and that's New Holland Tractor Company. I think that – I don't know if that's a first or not, but in my experience, I don't know that we've had a company like that. So I'm really interested to kind of learn a little bit about why they're there and what they hope to achieve. But so I will say, the party spot is the AgWired ZimCom booth. Come by the connection point to find us. We'll have some good, neat stuff to give away and, of course, our own drawings. And NAMA has its own. That's another thing to draw people in. If you don't know about it, NAMA will have drawings each day that you can enter or re-enter, I guess you might say. And so there's lots of reasons to come. And one of those also is to support the ABEF with the silent auction there.
Silent auction is a great way for AEBF. In addition, the golf outing prior to the kickoff of the event also supports the ABEF. Would encourage everyone to get out there for that as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it may only be a couple days, but it's an intense couple of days because there is so much activity going on. So we're going to be kind of trying to rest up here at ZimCom. I'm sure you will too, because we don't seem to get a lot of sleep at a NAMA conference. That's my
experience. Is not a common occurrence. No.
All right. Anything else? We might just say that you can. I'm sure you can still register, right? If you haven't done so.
Absolutely, still register. Visit the AMC site at nama.org/AMC. You can register there not only as an attendee, but if you are interested in Connection Point, there's information there about Connection Point if you want to still try to get in as an exhibitor.
Well, we are just finalizing our preparations for the conference, and I'll just say an early kudos to not only the staff of NAMA that does a great job working on this, but also your committee. You've got a number of people who are involved at different aspects of how you put this program together. So I know it's a process that takes a long time, and we really appreciate folks like you who are taking that time to volunteer to do it.
Well, and a big kudos to the staff there at NAMA as well. They've done a phenomenal job helping everyone on the committee maneuver through the process and be certain that we've planned what we hope will be a great conference, and that folks will walk away from not only feeling like they've reconnected and networked again with folks they don't see often, but maybe learned a little bit and felt an opportunity to work with some of our future leaders when we were working with the students that are there.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad that it is in Kansas City, because that means Chuck and Cindy get to spend an extra day or so going to see new grandbaby. So thanks for bringing us back to Missouri.
We're happy to have done so. That was really the reason, of course.
I know. That was all the plan. It's all about us, right?
Exactly.
So, well, thank you, Chris. You have a wonderful Easter weekend. We are doing this interview on Good Friday. It's the only work I'm doing today. We're going to just kind of take some time off, but back in action next week when we publish this pre-NAMA look with the chair, Chris Hart Nealand. That's been our ZimCast. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.